Welcome to Education Currents, a show designed to provide current educational news and commentary from a Christian worldview. The greatest resource any community has is its children, and by providing for them the best possible education, we are providing for ourselves and future generations. Join us as we explore the latest social and political issues surrounding education. Here are your hosts, Dr. Rose Gamblin and Paul Tooley.
Welcome, welcome. I'm here with Todd Hafer, and I hold in my hand a really neat book that kind of grabs my attention called Forever Love, 50 Secrets from 50 Couples Married 50 Years and Still in Love. And not only that, I just discovered that you've written 50 books. So 50 is, you know, 50 is a great number for this show.
Yes.
So you had some questions about how people married 50 years are still in love. So you decided to collect this information. Tell me the journey that began this book.
Well, my two sets of grandparents were really the inspiration and the start of it all. And each of them celebrated 50th wedding anniversary fairly close proximity to one another. And I always looked up to both of my grandparents, but I knew their stories, and I had seen all that they had endured from, you know, death of a child to bankruptcy to illness and everything else that goes into a life that covers that span. And I thought, if I could find 48 couples as cool as my grandparents, I bet I would have a pretty interesting book, or at least maybe I'd learn a few things that would help me in my own marriage. That's really how it started. And if you start talking to a few couples who have been married 50 years, they know of some others, and
yes,
one that's like hopping from rock to rock in a stream, and eventually you get to the end. But I met some characters and some people with a lot of character, too.
Now, I know our listeners are going, I want to know. So I'm just going to just give them enough so they'll for sure want to go to your website, which is haferbrothers.com. It's spelled haferbrothers.com.
Yes.
And they can learn more. But today, you can just enjoy the show. So the first secret, you have forget about that 50-50 thing. What does that mean?
Yes. Well, you hear the sort of the conventional wisdom, and I love this couple about, you know, it's 50-50, and if you each give 50, you'll have 100, you know, and it's shared in marriage. Everything is half. If you do half the lawn care, I'll do the other half, and we'll be there. But, this couple reminded me that if you get a 50 in school, you know, on your test, that's probably a failing grade, and that you really need to give 100% all of the time, and that sometimes in life, one member of the couple or the other might be struggling in some way, might be injured, ill, has just lost a job, and there may be times where one or the other has to come in and say, I got this.
Yes.
You know, rest easy. I'm going to take care of this, you know, my mm-hmm. shoulders, are strong enough, or at least God willing they are to carry the load. And so to sort of get past that, well, I'm only going to do this much and then the rest is up to you, baby, doesn't work. You have to be willing to go the whole way all of the time to really make a relationship
Amen.
Be successful.
I love that. I love that. Okay, well, what about take heart, love is still undefeated.
Yeah, so many of the couples, if you've been married or even alive for 50 years, some kind of tragedy is going to hit you. And the number of couples who had faced bankruptcy or John Wooden, the great football coach, is one of the people featured in this book. And he just got done serving his country in war and returning to find your home has been foreclosed on. Mm-hmm. Thank you for your service to our country.
Wow.
And just time and again, these couples supported each other, and rather than crying in their soup or mm-hmm. their whatever. It was, well, what do we need to do to get ourselves out of this mess? How do mm-hmm. we start building again? And with Coach Wooden, he took on multiple jobs. He was teaching and coaching and playing semi-professional basketball all at the same time to try to make ends meet. And it wasn't so much about, oh, woe is me. It's like, okay, this mm-hmm. happened. This is bad. How do we start building? And my own grandparents, my paternal grandparents, were actually late in life, swindled out of their entire life savings. Somebody they had even met through a church, and everything that they had worked to put aside was gone. And it wasn't like they had $8 left. They had zero, $0 and 0 cents. And it was tragic, but it was just like, well, we're going to hold each other's hands and cry on each other's shoulders just a little bit, and then we'll just get on with the business of making a life possible and working together. And my grandfather started his own hospital chaplain ministry. And, you know, so grandpa was calling on people and grandma was doing the books and managing his schedule. And they just kept on doing that. And, you know, their love for each other, their love for God and the love that God had for them sustained them. And it really did conquer all. And when I, you know, when you say all with these couples, mm-hmm. it's been all the loss that they faced. Those losses were staggering, mm-hmm. but love did make them rise above it.
Yes, we're just discussing with Todd Hafer, Forever Love, 50 Secrets from 50 Couples Married 50 Years and Still in Love. Now, what about the one, relax, sometimes the matchmakers are wrong?
Yeah, there were a few couples that were that kind of fit into this category, and you know, sometimes it's somebody in your church saying, oh, well, you should meet this person or you should meet that person. He or she is perfect for you. And time and time again, I found that, you know, two people were being pushed to each other, and then they were thinking, well, wait a minute, what about that guy over there? And they're like, oh, no, that person's too different, you know, for you, doesn't have all of the same interests. And sometimes it's a matter of following your own heart and knowing enough about yourself and what kind of person you're going to compliment and is going to compliment you than everybody else saying, oh, yeah, perfect, perfect. And there was one case where it was this woman's sibling that actually ended up catching the husband's eye, and everybody was so sure that it was going to be person A and person B, and then person C ends up being the one that really, really connects. And sometimes the matchmakers might go, well, this person's perfect for you because you're the same in mm-hmm. all these ways. But it can be a little boring if you're the same in every
right.
single way.
That's
you need
right.
a little, you know, complimenting, and you need somebody to challenge you a little bit sometimes.
Right. That you're the completer.
Exactly.
Now, what about remember that love has the power to heal? Remember that love has the power
yes,
to heal.
Yes. Sometimes a hurt happens in life, and or somebody makes a mistake, and it can feel like that's a what we used to call in football a permanent hurt. If you got
yes.
knocked down and hurt really, they would go, okay, that's a permanent hurt. That's going to leave a mark. And sometimes you can focus on the hurt so much that you forget how much having somebody in your life to come alongside you and comfort you and help you see all of the good that's still in life can actually heal this, you know, this wound or release you of this baggage that you thought you were mm-hmm. going to be dragging around for your entire life because it became like an extra appendage. And sometimes you forget that somebody's comforting words and comforting action can actually free you from that that pain.
Now, I want to look at the last one before we go to break. You have major on the majors.
Yes, and this was another sort of common theme where, and, you know, another way of saying that is pick your battles. But so many times there are things that we could get offended by, you know, if we choose to. We could look at all the different things that people do to slight us and annoy us, or you can decide to choose your issues more carefully, and is it really worth a dust-up over some of these small things, and to make sure that you're really focusing on the crucial things in life. And if you do need to help your partner grow, that it's something that's really, really significant. And maybe, you know, that person's choice of breakfast cereal is not going to, you know, make or break your marriage.
Yes. In fact, it's amazing how when we live with someone a long time, we often let the little irritations become major things.
Exactly. Exactly, yes.
Well, I'm talking with Todd Hafer, and his website is haferbrothers.com. He's an author of more than 50 books probably by now. We've been talking about this book, Forever Love, 50 Secrets from 50 Couples Married 50 Years and Still in Love. We have to go to break. When we come back, I want to talk about the next little book I have here called The Little Book of Bedtime Blessings, Tuck-Me-In Devotions for Children and the Grown-Ups Who Love Them. What a great resource. Well, we'll be right back.
Hello. Bullying is a serious problem. When a kid gets bullied, it hurts them inside, no matter what they look like on the outside. Kids kill themselves every day because of bullying. There are many types of bullying, like cyberbullying and in-your-face bullying. This is a serious problem. Those kids will remember it for all their lives if somebody could have helped them but didn't. If you see a kid get bullied, tell an adult or try to help them. It could save a life.
This Kids Talk moment was brought to you by Baltimore White Marsh Adventist School. For more information, go to www.bwmschool.org. That's bwmschool.org. Welcome back. I'm here with Todd Hafer, and you can go to the website haferbrothers.com. I loved the little book, Forever Love, 50 Secrets from 50 Couples Married 50 Years and Still in Love. And I love the fact that, you know, it's research-driven. You actually interviewed couples who had been married for 50 years and were still in love. That's awesome. And then this other book that you wrote, The Little Book of Bedtime Blessings, tell me what prompted you to do that. I mean, they don't really seem related, but yet for you it must have had some kind of prompting.
Yes. I mean, every book that I do, it's something that hits my heart at a given time. And I went from talking to, in the Forever Love book, couples in their 70s and 80s and sometimes 90s to doing a book for kids 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. So I kind of went from one extreme to the other. But part of the Bedtime Blessings book was just recalling time with my own kids and how bedtime was, you know, we tried to establish a little bit of ritual and to make it special and meaningful and not just, you darn kids, go to bed so dad can watch SportsCenter, but to spend some time, tell some stories, sing some songs, even though I'm a terrible singer, my kids were very gracious with me and rarely ever covered their ears that I can remember. Just talk about life, but also to say a little prayer or a blessing, either to kind of say a blessing over the kid or something that your kid can recite or say along with you, as the case may be. And I tried to put both of those in the book to give parents and grandparents, I mean, I like the way that we were able to title it, The Grown-Ups Who Love Them, because in today's world, it can be any number of combinations of people who are raising kids these days. It might be a parent, a step-parent, a godparent, a grandparent, sometimes even an older sibling. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to provide some stories, some devotions, some prayers and some blessings that would help these grown-ups establish a meaningful time with the kid or kids in their lives and give them a sense of God's grace and love and peace and caring, and to have that be kind of the last thing that you do before you you fall asleep at night, to be surrounded by all that goodness and warmth and grace.
You know, as you're talking, I'm thinking back to my own experience as a young mother, so busy, two little children under the age of two, just running around, and by the time it was bedtime, I just was looking so forward to them mm-hmm. being in bed because I was so exhausted, and I knew, you know, the nights would be filled with waking up for feedings and this and that. But my wise mother-in-law said, you know, make sure you take a little bit of time to pray with them. And so that first night, my little son was only 2 years old, and I went in and I knelt down by his little bed, and he looked at me with these big eyes like, what in the world is going yes. on? Am I in trouble again, you know, kind of thing. And I said, I've come to pray by you and to thank Jesus for you and to tell you how much I love you. Mm. And, you know, even though he was only 2 years old and could hardly talk, his little lip began to tremble. Oh. And I realized that I had been ending the day on a very stressful note. Mm-hmm. And so that was a life-changing experience for him and for me. I never let ever a night go without having a little worship. And here is a tool. Here is a tool that you can start doing that with your family yes. and with your children. And I love the whole outline of it. You know, there's a little story.
Yes.
And then a verse. And then a prayer. If you are a family or maybe an adult that doesn't feel comfortable praying, you've written out a prayer.
Yes, exactly. And I wanted to get, as you said, sort of give people at least a starting point. And
yes.
Some of the prayers and blessings I wrote myself out of the dusty garage that is my mind. But sometimes I would find a scripture and set it to rhyme, or maybe try to make the language a little more 5-year-old kid friendly. But I also went back, and I'm a fan of old things since I'm mm-hmm. becoming an old thing myself, but you know, older prayers from St. Ignatius or St. Augustine or William Shakespeare, and mm-hmm. There are some like old German prayers or African prayers and blessings in there that I either tried to set to rhyme or to, in some cases, sort of get rid of the old English language of ye old, you know, such and
yes.
such, a, you know, ought not, and just, you know, capture the spirit of what was said, but make the words a little easier to understand and bring a little bit of tradition, but at the same time, I hoped mm-hmm. a little bit of a fresh take.
Well,
to
I want
some
to read
prayers
this
and blessings.
One. This one says it's inspired by St. Francis of Assisi. Lord, we offer you thanks and praise for the gifts of all our days, for all your gifts of every kind. We offer praise with heart and mind. Be with me, Lord, and guide my ways through all my nights, through all my days. I don't know if you've had a chance to do these with children, but I imagine that there are some that will, you know, that will become favorites.
Yes, and with younger children, sometimes they remember things easier if there's mm-hmm. if there's a rhythm and a rhyme to them. And sometimes it's fun to say together because you can sort of practice and try to get it to where you're almost doing this in unison. But yes, I try to road test, you know, the blessings and the stories on whatever hapless children happen to be about, just to get their reaction and response to it. But, you know, a lot of kids don't know who St. Francis of Assisi is, and they say, St. Francis was a sissy. No, it's a different thing. So, you know, there's a little bit of hoping that, you know, maybe to introduce them a little bit and tell a little bit of the story of, you know, maybe this opens the door to talk mm-hmm. about who St. Francis was. And, mm-hmm. you know, at least some people credit him with coming up with the idea of the whole manger scene that we see, you know, at Christmas time, and to learn a little bit more about some of these people who are heroes of the faith, and you know, maybe when they get a little bit older, they'll want to read more about some of these people or more by some of these people.
You know, it is such a huge investment in our technologically laden life to take a few moments and read something to a child.
Yes, yes.
And if a father or mother can just say, okay, I'm going to do this. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do this. You've given them a wonderful tool. It even has a little bookmarker in it.
Yes,
so,
yes.
You know, so the child can take ownership in the fact that they can keep track of this very well-made mm-hmm. book. It's a hardback. And then that ribbon can move each day. And it can be something that they can do over and over again. In other words, when they've read through the whole thing, they can just go back to the beginning again. It's a timeless gift that you have written here, and there's approximately, 140, I don't know. How many blessings are there?
I think it's about 70 blessings.
70
I think they're about
two pages each.
And if it would have been like an even number of like 100 or something, they probably would have put that in there. But they kind of gave me a page count and a word count. Mm-hmm. And I just tried to, so probably keep you busy for at least a couple of months. And kids do tend to latch on to some of their favorite
yes.
ones. I've found that in some of the early emails and letters mm-hmm. I'm getting, people write in and say, well, my child's favorite one is about the Mariana Trench or the mm-hmm. one about the penguins or this or that. But that's part of the fun, too, is kind of finding your favorite story and your niche. And as a grown-up, you can learn something about your kid or kids by what interests them and amuses them and engages their attention the most. So,
and then there's the little feature that you put in here that at the very beginning in the table of contents that tells what each blessing is about. So there might be that time when maybe your child is, you know, feeling something fearful. You can go back to that one and review it again.
Yeah, exactly. And I really wanted that to be the tool for the grown-ups, because I tried to make the titles of the actual things interesting, or at least mm-hmm. I have one called Remember the Chicken Pox.
Yeah.
So it's like, what in the world is that about? But, yeah, in the table of contents to sort of explain a little bit about, okay, this is the theme. And just as mm-hmm. you said, because there are, you know, kids have their different needs at different times, and there may be a topic that you know, God has given you a sense this is important right now,
mm-hmm.
and so this is what I really, really want to talk about. And you know, whether it's guardian angels and talking about that, or about how obedience brings blessings, which kids, you know, always need to be reminded
yes.
about that. Those things kind of help maybe steer you. And that's why I like the little marker, ribbon mm-hmm. marker that the publisher put in, because it helps you navigate where you've been and where you're going,
yes.
and you don't necessarily have to do this. It's not like a novel where you need to go from page
yes.
1 to page 300. It's more like a bag of mixed peanuts. You can pick or choose depending on what your taste is at the time.
Well, thank you so much, Todd. We're talking with Todd Hafer, and you can go to his website, haferbrothers.com, to learn more. But it's certainly been a blessing to us today.
Well, it has for me as well.
You know,
Thank you.
For the whole spectrum of our listening audience, from the mature to the young.
Yes, yes. Well, it's been a blessing for me as well, and I thank you for
yes.
having me.
One last thing I have to say, and that's God bless.
God bless you.
You have been listening to Education Currents, a production of MRG Media Ministries. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word.